Hey, Michael, congratulations for your strong performance tonight. You didn't have a lot of chances to play in the last 2 months or so, but tonight you were ready to go from the get-go tonight. So you were looking really comfortable out there. How did you evaluate your performance?
I think like you said, I felt pretty comfortable out there. I was excited to play because that reason. We haven't played in so long, and it's almost been exactly a month since I've played a game. So it was an exciting time, taking that time off and come back, a little refresh, hit the refresh button, and the boys played hard in front of me. They played great, blocking shots, getting pucks out, scoring goals. We had a very strong team performance tonight.
I know it's a cliche, but we always say that goalies need to be ready at all times, even though we don't have a lot of chances to play. But I mean, the situation that you guys have been the last couple of years now, it's been 3 years that all schedules and routines have been messed up. So this must be so complicated, especially for goaltenders. You need to get ready, but sometimes you need some repetitions as well.
Yep, exactly like you said. I think the old saying, practice makes perfect, and we haven't had much of that lately, obviously, but just taking the time at home to do as much as we can to keep working and stay in shape and to be ready for everything. And like I said, it's an exciting time to come back after that 2 week break, or 1 week and then 1 week on, 1 week off. And the boys were super excited to play too.
You guys have now 6 wins in your last 7 games, and even though you have a lot of bodies missing, for whatever reason, it seems that you're playing your best hockey of the season. Do you have an explanation about that?
I think we're just trying to take off from where we left off before the break there. And like I said, the boys were excited, we were energized, and we were ready to play tonight. And we've had a couple of good days of practice the last couple of days, so we were ready for that, and it was a good game from everyone.
How big was that goal from a GSD at the end of the game? He had a lot of chances earlier on without being able to score a goal, but he's been huge, especially at home this year, for big goals for you guys.
D's one of those players. He's a skill guy, and he likes to score goals. And that was a nice bounce off the backboard right onto his stick, and he sealed the deal. So that was really nice. And I was happy for him and excited, and to try and get that win.
All right, Michael, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Merci, Anthony. Amy, you're up.
Great, thanks. Michael, you were talking there about how you just kind of had to take things day by day over the last month or so, but it's been an exceptionally unusual month, with the stops and starts, taxi squad, back and forth, all those types of things. Was it good to just get back to what, I don't know, kind of looks like a little bit of quote unquote normal routine this week, and just get back to practice at Pospel and get ready for this game tonight?
Exactly. You said it right there. It's like I said, even though I was up with the big team in the last couple of weeks, to come back down and see the guys again is the best thing. And to get some real work in, some real practice, and even get a game in, and it would have been nice, to get a few more in, but we'll see in the near future here what happens.
You mentioned that being up on the taxi squad and whatnot. What do you take from every opportunity that you get when you're up there?
It's just getting the opportunity to play and work with NHL players. Obviously it's definitely a level or two above us, and there's some very good players there, especially in Montreal, and where they're not having the season they may want to have, but it's a good group of guys, and they're pushing hard every day, working hard every day, and to get an opportunity to face shots like that, you don't get it all the time. And I've had only a select few call-ups, and that time's very important, moving forward.
Excellent. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Amy. Maybe two more questions. Jared?
Hi, Michael. You mentioned it's been a long time since you've played a game. Obviously Caden had that run before the break for you guys. What does it mean just to not only have the opportunity to play, but to put out a performance like you did today?
Yeah, it's nice. It's fun hockey, especially when, you know, your team plays the way they did. You know, like I said, from the start to finish of the game, everyone was ready all the way up from me up to the coaches. Everyone was excited. Everyone was ready to play. And you know, that's what it takes to get a win. And especially in, you know, all the teams being off. I don't know if Syracuse has been off or not, but, you know, we were. It's definitely a challenging time. And to have a game like that from the whole team, it's amazing to watch.
And there's so much kind of, you know, people going up and down and you know, everyone around, you know, in Montreal and in Laval as well. Is it something that like is contagious when everyone has the opportunity to kind of step up a little bit, that everyone wants to give a little bit more when you have that opportunity to play on the ice?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially with all the new faces here, you know, it's an opportunity for them, not just to, you know, play on the Laval Rocket, but to play in this league. And you know, I'm sure scouts and people are watching all the time. So, you know, any chance you get an opportunity in pro hockey to play a level higher than you normally are at, it's definitely a big accomplishment, and it shows you what it takes to get to the next level.